From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Very welcome to our gospel program. A new issue of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is out, and I would wish all our listeners to obtain copies. Just contact me for your free copy. This particular edition focuses upon the church. What is the church? Names given to the church in the Bible. The marks of a true church. These are but some of the articles in this current edition. To send for your copy, please remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. We will be continuing our study of the High Priest's Garments and also playing another extract from the sermon we are currently offering free to you all, Hiding in a Hole in a Futile Attempt to Escape Judgment. But back to this morning's program. Here's a hymn, I'd Rather Have Jesus. After which we will turn to John chapter 6, the verses 14 and 15, for our ongoing study of John's Gospel. Going to turn now to John chapter 6 and the verses 14 to 15. I'd like to speak on the subject, a correct conclusion but a wrong course. We're going to read those two verses. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. The feeding of the 5,000 men was a most remarkable miracle. The power of God was displayed in an undeniable way. It is not surprising, therefore, that the men who witnessed it were marvelously stirred within their souls. First of all, consider that they were stirred up to recognize who Jesus was. The reference to that prophet refers back to what Moses had said some 1500 years before, and it's recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 18 and the verse 15. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken. This prophecy had been understood by the nation ever since it had been first uttered by Moses as a promise regarding the Messiah who was to come to the deliverance of Israel. We can understand how this miracle would cause them to think of this prophecy. Moses was the man who had given the law to Israel, and Jesus had been teaching the law since the beginning of his ministry. Again, Moses had wonderfully fed the people with manna while in their wilderness wanderings. And had not the Lord Jesus just fed them in a desert place, and that with provision which was in every way just as miraculous as the manna from heaven? The men were, of course, very correct in their conclusion, for Jesus is that prophet referred to by Moses. Sinners need the services of a prophet if they are to be saved, you know. How many times the question posed by the rich young man has been asked throughout the centuries. Good Master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Matthew 19, verse 16. On the day of Pentecost, the question was asked of the disciples, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Acts 2, verse 37. Again, the jailer at Philippi asked Paul and Silas, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? These questions, and many like them, have been posed by men throughout the centuries, and an answer has to be given, and it will only be given by Christ the Redeemer prophet. We need to be taught the way of salvation, men and women, and we need to be taught by the Lord. Do you recognize Jesus Christ as the only one who can answer the questions that are too hard for you? Do you see in His Word the answer to life's problems and perplexities? Don't listen to any other prophet. Don't listen to any other authority. But come to Christ and to His Word for the answer to life's difficulties. Secondly, these men, seeing Christ as the prophet sent by God, acted, however, without asking His guidance. They did not ask Christ what He thought of their plan of making Him king. No, impetuously, they determined upon their own course of action and sought to take Him by force and make Him a king. Of course, the kingdom they had in mind was very much an earthly, physical kingdom. They saw an opportunity of casting over the yoke of the Roman Empire and re-establishing a Jewish monarchy. Many still placed their whole emphasis upon an earthly kingdom with earthly comforts and earthly prosperity. There is no place in their minds for a heavenly or spiritual kingdom. Many claim Christ as their king and deem themselves members of His kingdom, and yet there's no evidence of Christ having any real place in their lives. They may use His name, but their lives are lived in defiance of His word and rule. They constantly blaspheme His name and desecrate His day and defy His law. How then can He truly be their king? In truth, He is not. so it was with these men. They would have him to be king, without ever asking him if that was his mind. They wished to make him a king, not the king. They had a very limited perception of his glorious person, for he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and needs not that man should appoint him to such a position. They were intent on using force if necessary to make him conform to their wishes. This shows that it was themselves and their political schemes that they had in mind, and they were not truly intending to honour the Lord Jesus. He was but a means for them to accomplish their desires. It is to this sort of a situation that Christ referred when he said, "Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Matthew chapter 7 and the verses 21 to 23. Thirdly, note the humility of the Saviour. He desired not that men should heap honours upon him. He immediately withdrew out of the company of the men desirous of making him a king. No matter how earnest a person may be, Christ will not be associated with that which is contrary to his will. Christ departed from them. He hid himself from them. He had not come to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. This humility was seen throughout his life, from the circumstances of his birth to his life as a carpenter in Nazareth. His disciples were poor men, and it was, generally speaking, the poor who heard him. He said on one occasion, "The foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head." Matthew chapter 8, verse 20. The humility of Christ is ably stated by Paul, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and the verse 9. The honour these men would place on Christ fell far short of that which is due to him. Can I ask, is he your Saviour and Lord? I hope that you will make him such. Do join me tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.